Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Fragrant smell due to abundant durood. The son-in-law of Maulana Faizul Haq once mentioned to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, that upon the demise of Maulana Faizul Hasan rahimahullah, a fragrant, sweet smell used to spread forth from his room. This continued for an entire month after his demise. When this condition was related to Hazrat Mawla Qasim Nanotri Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he remarked, "This is the blessing of the durood he used to recite upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." During his lifetime, Mawlana Faizul Hasan Sahib rahimahullah had accustomed himself to recite abundant durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday night, that is the night preceding Friday, like tonight. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of increasing durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gaining the special proximity of Hazrat Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qadi Iyaz rahimahullah was a leading muhaddith of his time. He had prepared a kitab on the rights of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sending durood upon him called Ash-Shifa. It is reported that the nephew of Qadi Iyaz rahimahullah had once seen in a dream that his uncle Qadi Iyaz rahimahullah was seated with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a throne of gold. On seeing the great position and honor and proximity that his uncle enjoyed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was deeply affected and surprised. When Qadi Iyaz rahimahullah came to know of his nephew's dream as well as his surprise, he addressed him saying, "Oh my nephew, hold firmly to my kitab Ash-Shifa and use it as a means to gain acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." In this manner, Qadi Iyaz rahimahullah explained to his nephew that the cause for him being blessed with the special proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his kitab Ash-Shifa, which was filled with durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an incidence of the love of Rasulullah.